What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. I am Big Ken, been driving for a decade. And if you'd like to purchase the book for you new drivers out there from me to help you new drivers how to start in trucking, click the link below. Now, on to the podcast! And yeah, this is a podcast. Yep, I put pictures up and I did a podcast on YouTube. Deal with it. So, if you can hear the background, I'm driving home right now. On my way home at 3:25 in the morning. Because life is fun and joy, joy. long day. So, let's talk today about what fits you. So what inspired this podcast was I was watching a video by a guy talking about being a lease purchase operator. And he was talking about how he's leased his truck, not through a company, but through a private owner. And basically, how much better it was. And it was kind of funny to me, like, he's been an owner operator, didn't like that, right? So then he decided to rent a truck. And he basically said, you know, like most people do, he talked about saving money. But the truth is, you don't save money. but it's not so much what I got from watching it was he just didn't like paying the bills. He liked for someone else to pay the bills, and he paid that person to manage his business. So for 12 cents a mile, which he can either pay out his pocket or pay it to a rental company or a lease company and have them pay him. And I didn't knock the guy, because it's really how he likes to do business. And that's really the important thing, to do business the way you want to do it. Some people don't want to own the truck. They don't want to lease it. They would prefer to not have any of that burden on them. They prefer to be a company driver. Some people just want to own the truck outright and have full control. Right. They would prefer to be an owner operator. Some people want to go out and get the customers and own all and have a fleet of trucks. Right, they want to be a lease purchase operator. Some people want to do it but not have their own authority. Not a lease purchase operator, I mean have their own authority. An authority guy, have their own authority, which is a completely different animal. Right. But in the midst of all these people and all these suggestions to be an owner operator, lease purchase operator, or have your own authority, the thing that really you'll find when you listen to all these guys on YouTube is they're really matching their business. They're trying to match their business with their personality. So if you're a type of person and you're outgoing and you're good at meeting people and shaking hands, then you probably would be good at having your own authority. Right. But, I know. Motherfucker is like doing 20 miles an hour and ain't doing shit. They kill me with that. When you want to get through a light, you just cut your sirens on. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so your business should fit your personality. And if you're the type of person who doesn't want full control, doesn't want to go out finding customers, right, but you want to own a truck or a fleet of trucks, then you go and you work for a company. And that's the most important part, because the thing I know is all these guys who sell this shit to you, they want to talk about one thing and one thing only. All the money you're going to make, that doesn't happen if you don't match up with the right personality. A person who can't sell themselves, right, or run other people isn't going to be good at building their own fleet, right, at anywhere. So you have to, you know, you have to match your business with your personality. Especially in trucking, because a lot of times the reason you see so many failures in owner operating or other stuff is because it just doesn't match up with who they are as a person. You know, one of my favorite things is I'll run into owner operators all the time who hate taking their truck to the shop. Like, it's always something wrong. But you talk to an owner operator who's been doing it for a long time, they take their shop to, every time they're off, they take their truck to the shop. Because they want to know what's wrong with it. And they don't want it to break down when in an inopportune time. And it is amazing how many owner operators you'll talk to who don't save any money, who don't have a maintenance account. These are people who should be company drivers to me. You know, and it's just a fact. Like, there are guys who are owner operators and they're company drivers. And if you're not willing to manage your business, then you're a company driver, right? And it just, like, and it's funny because they always have the tragedy story. You know, I made all this money, but then I spent $5,000 to fix my truck. And it's like, yeah, yeah, that happens. You should have that money already put away. So, anyway, long story short, guys, think about who you are first and then pick a business or part of trucking to get involved with. Think about what you really want to do and what matches up with who you are as a person. Anyway, guys, truckdriving101.com. Figured I'd talk about that random thought while I was driving home at 3:31 in the morning.